Blog Talk Radio.
Larry, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me? I had to call back in. I guess we got throwed out.
Yeah, we both of us got throwed out. We're being harassed. I mean, I wish the American people would wake up, but I don't think they're ever going to. Anyway, before I had some things here I wanted to go over, first of all, about the book Frequency. And we're getting some good reviews, folks, on Frequency, really good reviews. And I wanted to read a couple of them in case I'm not very good at promoting anything, but so I'll let other people do it. I am only on page 16 and had to make a quick comment. What a breath of fresh air to read something, anything that has the truth and true gospel weaved into it. Breath of fresh air in caps. And there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid, and shall not be known. Luke 12:2. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Stuart. Back to reading. That's from Peter. Another one. Wow. I just finished your book a moment ago, and once again, your insight and commitment to sharing the truth has blessed me. God has used your ministry in my life, and I pray he will use this series to help other truth seekers. This is a well-written book that presents open-ended questions and then gives scriptural answers. I can't wait to read other books in the series. That was from Katie. Here's another one. Stuart and Patty, Frequency is a tremendous work. Praise the Lord, Jesus Christ, and all glory be unto our Heavenly Father. Amen. I am reading the book, and I'm on page 79. Just had to stop and recognize this excellent presentation of the truth. Can't wait to read the next three parts. Then we got some on the Night Shadows, on radio stuff, and how much people appreciate it. And I'm currently reading Dark Light and the Mystery of Christ. I have also viewed all the videos you've posted on YouTube. I am really wanting to know Christ and walk the narrow path. Anyway, he goes on. But that's just a few of the comments we're getting. I don't want to use the whole hour up on that. But, folks, this is a different book. It's not political at all. Not religious at all. I keep trying to point out to people that Christianity, as Jesus Christ himself brought it, is not a religion. It's been made into a religion by mankind, by humanity. But basically what he brought is not a religion thing at all. He brought a way out of the matrix. And the book is actually totally neutral. I don't get into politics, don't get into any of that, because that's not the point. All of that stuff, all the philosophies, all the isms, all of the religions, all of the theologies, the philosophies, the theories that all of science cooks up are all in the matrix. What Jesus came to do was tell you about how the matrix works and how you have to get out of it. Because if you stay within it, you're damned. You're damned. That's what the book says. That's what the Bible says. And there's a reason why that's true. And we present that in Frequency, the Hidden Matrix. That's what it's all about. from our flyer. Most Christians do not realize that Jesus Christ told us that the world was an upside-down place and actually asked the controllers of this world, what do they think they're doing? Isaiah 29:16, surely your turning of things upside down shall be esteemed as a potter's clay. For shall the work say to him that made it, he made me not? Or shall the thing framed say of him that framed it, has he no understanding? I'm telling you what, folks, this is all real. The Matrix prisons humanity. You're in a prison, absolute prison. You're in lockdown. You have an overlord. His name is Satan, that old serpent who deceiveth the whole world. Those kind of comments are not in there for the fun of it. And I know people don't want to hear the truth. I know they don't like the truth. I've been hammered ever since I began this. I've been called Satan. I've been called Satan's brother. I've been called Satan's cousin. Because people don't want to read the Bible. Well, Jesus was called Satan basically himself, prince of the demons, Beelzebub. You do all this by the power of Beelzebub. Jesus said, if you tell the truth, you're going to be hated, reviled, persecuted, and nobody's going to believe you. And that's exactly what's happened. And every word he says in that book is absolutely true. And it doesn't matter if you hate it. It doesn't matter if you can't stand it. It doesn't matter if you want to reject it and say it's not true. At the end, when you die, you're going to find out the hard way. All of it was true. Every single bit of it. And I'm not going to apologize if it offends people. I'm not going to apologize for the Lord. I'm not here for a popularity contest. Jesus Christ was not here for a popularity contest. He could give a rip if you believed it or not. He said, I would rather you do believe it, but if you don't, that's your privilege. I remember when I was on the Art Bell show, I told Art, I said, well, you know, Jesus didn't come down here with a pair of Uzis on his hips. Well, he didn't. He's a gentleman. What he did was he came into this matrix as an enemy of the matrix, just like in the movie, The Matrix. He came in as an enemy, and he was behind enemy lines. And he brought the truth of what the Matrix Trinity is all about. The cosmos is the big box of the Trinity. The little box is your mind matrix. You have a veil over your mind. Scriptures very plainly say you are blind and you have a veil over your mind. And you're in a prison house. Specifically says prison house. You're in a prison house. You have a jailkeeper, that old serpent who deceiveth the whole world. And the other problem I think people have is, if you were to quote a Bible verse, well, you're talking about a religion. Well, if they want to be idiots and say that that's what it is, I guess that's their privilege. They can say whatever they want. But all of my books, and I've got a lot of them out there, very unpopular, by the way, I've challenged everyone. You prove it wrong. Don't take my word for any of it. You prove it wrong. And I know you can't, because the Bible cannot be proven wrong. And that's all I use in this book, basically, is Bible verses. And it doesn't make it a Christian book. It's not a Christian book. It's really a neutral book. And it's telling you how the matrix is neutral. Yeah, there's politics in it. There's religion inside the box. But what Jesus brought with him was your escape route. If you refuse it, you're in a lot of trouble. And nothing more I can say. Let me read 2 Peter 2 again for everybody. Pay attention to it. There were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily, that means secretly and clandestinely, bring in and damnable heresies. And as I told you before, a heresy that damns you is something you embrace. It's not the truth. That's what makes it damnable. Even denying the Lord that brought them, and if you look up the word denying, it's kind of interesting. It also means to contradict the Lord that brought them, that bought them with his bloodshed on the cross at Calvary. He bought them. It says they bring themselves to swift destruction. Many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of, and through covetousness they shall with feigned words make merchandise of you. Let's take a look at some of these evangelists out there. How many millions of dollars every month do they bring in? How many of them have their own private airports, their own jet aircraft? They live in mansions. They're liars, they're deceivers, and people who follow them are complete idiots. If they can't figure that one out, they got a problem. When Jesus Christ said, if you tell the truth, you will be hated and reviled, and tell me why Benny Hinn, and tell me why all these other guys are so popular. You can either believe what they say, or you can believe what Jesus Christ said. You got a choice, and that is a choice that's either or. And as far as the Bible itself is concerned, there is no other book like it ever given to the human race. The mathematical continuity of that book from Genesis 1:1 all the way through to Revelation 22, last verse, is in total mathematical continuity. There's a guy that wrote a book called Theomatics. And what they did was, is computerized. It's kind of like the Bible codes. And it's all based upon the mathematics of the Bible. Every letter in the Hebrew alphabet and the Greek also has a numerical equivalent. Mathematical continuity. It's amazing. Only a mathematical wizard or genius off the charts could ever do what he's done, writing that book through many, many people who didn't know each other for the most part. And it's an incredible book. And yet people won't pick it up because they have an innate hatred for the true God. You mention Jesus Christ and they pull their hair out. Why? They haven't read it. They don't know anything about it. They just hate it. That's the rebellion of the human heart. Humanity is in deep, deep, deep rebellion. You don't know it until you do what Jesus Christ tells you to do, and then you figure it out real quick. Anyway, by the many follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of the truth. What way of the truth? Matthew chapter 7, verse 13. Enter ye in at the straight gate. Wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. That's the way Peter's talking about. Oh, well, Peter's a false prophet. Paul is a false prophet. They're all false prophets. The Bible doesn't mean what it says. Well, if people want to damn themselves, I guess that's fine with me. I really don't care. I'm just trying to point out to people in frequency, and I don't know how many other e-books I've got out there. Many of them posted, by the way, on our membership site. And if you're a member, you get them for free, or some of them anyway. And people need to start reading, and they don't want to read anymore, do they, Larry? I mean, people just don't read.
Yeah.
And they don't support it either. They just don't. They won't.
Well, I know what you're saying. And as a matter of fact, Stuart, I've been really excited about Frequency, the new book you've got, and I've been trying to glance through a few pages between all the other stories I'm juggling. But I'm hoping you reach the point where you can literally put it out as a book, you know, a small book maybe or something. I love to have those books in my hands where I can go over and review them. I can use my yellow marker and I can really work at it, you know.
Well, if it's not too expensive, we are going to get a soft cover. I guess, what do they call those things? Standard size soft cover.
Paperback.
Yeah, paperback. That'd be the way. Yep. And it is what it is, folks, and I hope two people read it. I dedicate it to humanity for a reason. Humanity, Jesus loves the human race. He hates what they do. Jesus came here with an escape route, and he said, all right, you know, here it is. If you want it, fine. If you don't want it, that's fine too, but don't be crying to me when you end up in a bad place. I gave you the way out, you wouldn't take it. And anyway, it is what it is. Larry, what is this? Well, let's start with what you heard on Lou Dobbs. Let's get into that on Fox Business. Just before the show, you called up. Well, that's scary news. Very scary news.
Well, that's very true. Matter of fact, yesterday, I'll start it off with yesterday's news. Quayle actually posted it on his stevequayle.com website. It says, mm-hmm. Lou Dobbs says Trump's disastrous policy turn on importing foreign workers to replace USA workers is heartbreaking. And, at the bottom there's a caption that says, Mr. President, losing a supporter like Lou Dobbs is not a good sign. And this kind of dovetails into some news that came out today. Matter of fact, I watch Lou Dobbs a lot because he don't hold back. He lays it out. And,
yep, he does.
Today, this evening, he had three different guests on, and what he was sharing on that was the fact that, the Democrats and all seem to have boxed in President Trump. And as a matter of fact, the Democrats are busy passing a bill today or trying to get it through that allows all illegal aliens in the U.S. to vote legally just like the American people. So basically what you're going to have is the illegals will run the country. I mean, that's where it seems to be heading. And a number of these guests were really telling the truth and bringing out the truth about the border issue. And this is what caused Lou Dobbs to really write what he did, because all the foreign workers and foreign people coming into the country from all angles. And Tom Holman, who was on, he's the recent director of ICE that just retired, mm-hmm. and he said this is a border emergency like America has never seen, and the people won't wake up and lift their voices. He said that literally they are turning loose into America. He says for every 10,000 that come in, at least 5,000 just are released immediately. They're very little now grabbing up even the criminals. They can't handle them. All of the system's overwhelmed is what they're saying. And that's what they were warning this evening, Stuart, is the system's overwhelmed. And now all of Border Patrol basically is babysitting and the military standing by. And there are thousands coming across and going anywhere in the country they want to go. This is a border emergency that no one will focus on. And this is what's interesting. Tom Holman said it appears to him, he's not in it anymore. You know what I'm talking about, though.
Yeah, yes.
He said it appears to him that the entire government is not following Trump's orders. They have rejected Trump as a ruler, and that they are following on the Democrats at this moment. So Trump is not able to shut the border down because even when he orders it, they refuse to follow his orders. And what's so scary about this is Judge Napolitano came on Fox today and talking about the major attacks on Trump, and he said it appears that Trump pretty much is really boxed into such a corner. He says, I just give him another week. He said, he's just about done. I gave him another week, said Napolitano. So, you know, for people that don't want to pray for Trump, for people that don't want to support Trump, for people that don't want to come out and let your voice be heard, go back to sleep.
Well, I think that's what they're going to do, and I don't think there is going to be any support for the border. Actually, if you read Jeremiah, this may well be the last wave before the takedown of the United States. That's my take on it, because Jeremiah says that the Lord himself will fill America with fifth column operations. And speaking about that, they say, well, all these people are families. Well, I just read an article where it says they aren't families. Most of them are fake families. And they're sneaking all these people across. This is a fifth column operation. For those who do not know what a fifth column operation is, it's a military operation where you go into a country clandestinely. And when the time comes, once you're situated, once you've got all your weapons, et cetera, and this goes into, okay, so the Democrats, we shouldn't call them Democrats, they're communists, and this is a communist coup. And what the communists are doing is bringing down the United, they're committing high treason, and that includes Pelosi and the rest of them. They're all committing high treason. Nobody wants to call it treason. Well, it is treason. The New World Order is treason. Agenda 21/30/50 is treason. They're all treasonous. That's why God is going to destroy them all. Unfortunately, he destroys most of the American people with them. I think people need to get it in their heads as to what is really going on. Why would Pelosi want all these people to vote? Well, they don't think the end is here. They think that that's all just hogwash. What they're looking for is to have all these millions of people come in and vote Democratic or vote communist, because that's what they'll do. It's about votes. But it's also about bringing down our country and getting rid of the Christians, getting rid of those who love the Constitution, who love the Bill of Rights, who want to celebrate Thanksgiving and go to grandma's house. You're hated because of that. You're hated if you don't want to kill babies. Why do you think we have all these fusion centers all over the United States collecting all data on the local people? Why do we need fusion centers? Why do we need Jade Helm and mastering the human domain? Why do all of our government agencies need billions of rounds of hollow point ammunition and lots of automatic weapons? I mean, what has gone wrong with the American people? I guess they're all a bunch of cowards, which is exactly what Jeremiah says they are, a bunch of cowards. They're just a bunch of cowards. And, of course, they're disarming our military as soon as they come back. In fact, I was told just the other day that Trump made a remark about the people in the military that have kind of disappeared and they're kind of off the grid, so to speak. Trump made a remark, we got to go get them. We got to round them up. Oh, that's kind of an interesting remark. Folks, you're being scammed. You're totally being scammed. You don't see it until you get out of the matrix. And when you're out of the matrix, it's crystal clear. It's like you buy one of those, what do they call those glasses, Larry, that you get when you go in the military, and they change the light spectrum, and you can see so much better looking through them. I can't remember what they call them, but
yeah,
it's kind of like that.
They're special ops. Specs is what they are, special ops, night vision and all this, etc.
Yeah, it's amazing. And when you look through those, you get a whole different perspective. Well, it's the same thing. If you don't get out of the matrix, you can't see what's happening within. You cannot see humanity destroying itself. You have Republican against Democrat. You've got independent against both of them. You've got this religion against that religion. You've got, I don't know how many hundreds of denominations now we have in the Christian so-called religious group. It's all part of the matrix. What Jesus brought with him has nothing to do with any of it. It's right there in James, actually. Let your joy and laughter and all of this be turned into sorrow. And, you know, all they do is fight amongst themselves. Well, it's perfect. That's how, let's see, that Chinese general, I can't think of his name, he wrote a book, The Art of War.
Dude.
Diversion is the key element you use to win a war. You divert the people's attention. What do you think Satan's doing to all the Christians? Diverting their attention. It's in the parable of the sower. Those are all the diversions that a Christian's going to face when they decide, I'm going to try and find the truth. Well, anyway. This thing looks very, very dangerous to me, though, Larry. If they're going to... this all seems to be in concert. It seems to me that the open border, basically, I guess, is what we're being told. It's an open border, like Jeremiah the prophet said it would be. And, of course, if God is behind it and this is the final wave, then the takedown of this country can't be very far away. And that remark Napolitano made, and he's no friend of he's no friend of Trump, but to make a remark like that, he's got a week if he's got that. Does he know something we don't? What do you think? That's scary.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, he's been actually, Stuart, in my opinion, is Trump has been hanging on by his fingernails for months. Actually, months.
Yes.
And, you know, I think, you know, we do know that, and this is something I said today on Augusto's show, which, you know, and I know a lot of people don't like me bringing up Trump and Jesus, but I'm comparing the situation, and if you want to look at it from a matrix, fine. But here's my point. You know, I say when I look at Trump and everybody against him, including the Republicans, and the Democrats, they're all against
yep.
him. The deep state, the United States government is against him. Everybody is against him. And they also are against anybody that supports him. And they've come out now to fully, completely, openly attack anyone connected to Trump, whether it's his family, whether it's supporters, whether it's people that voted for him, whether it's anybody out there that says, I'll pray for you, Trump. Anybody with Trump, siding with Trump, they want to steal, kill, and destroy against. Now, we know who the author of Steal, Kill, and Destroy is, but this is what's interesting to me. The only comparison that I can make in present-day time with Trump and all of his so-called disciples, if you will, they want to kill him and all of his. The only example I've got through history that I can see, Stuart, is Jesus and his disciples. Everybody in the matrix and the whole world wanted them dead from day one. And I can't see any difference, it seems like. But this is what's interesting to me, Stuart. You know, I look at Trump and his people. I look at Jesus and his people that followed him that everybody wanted to kill, round up and kill. You know, the odd thing is, the only thing that I can say is I'm not comparing Trump to Jesus, but I am saying that there was an anointing on Jesus and his disciples that was recognized by the enemy, and the enemy sought to destroy them all, kill them all. And I think it's the same anointing, because Trump is a window of time for the salvation of America, while the people that love God finish their works or get themselves ready for what's coming next, and our window's about to shut, Stuart.
I think so. I think we're very, very close to a shutdown. The more I look at this in the church age and whatnot, we're very, very close to the age of grace being done for. And you know, I've said it before, the American people, you can't really blame the leaders. You can blame the American people. We have a government function or structure that enables the American people to change that which they want to change, and they won't get off their butts to do anything. They keep electing the same people over and over and over again, and first they hate the Democrats, then they hate the Republicans, then they hate the Democrats, then they hate the Republicans. They don't have any brains, evidently. So this is where it is, and God is going to hold every single American citizen accountable for it. We have the right to impeach Supreme Court justices if we would rise up and do it. We can impeach a president. We can impeach people like Pelosi. We can get rid of those people. And you can do it legally and you can do it lawfully. However, they have studied the psychology of people. I guess I don't know if that's the right word, but they know how to manipulate the crowd. They know how to do it. And they know that the vast majority of people are really basically emotionally led. They don't think, they don't use logic at all. And so they're very easily led down the primrose path of their own destruction. It's amazing how simple it is. And I think I said before, when I flew the Yes Group from Great Britain, they were very, very popular. That was years ago now. But I remember Steve Howe was a lead guitarist sitting up in the jump seat, and he would say something like, tell us what was really going on and how easy it was to capture that whole 25,000 people into one spirit. That's what Hitler was able to do. That's what all these leaders are able to do. And, of course, if you dumb down the people enough, you know, they're non-thinking. They're basically zombies, and I think that's where we're at. What was that that Barry had, the stupidity virus?
Yeah.
It's sad to watch. I produced a number of videos on America being Babylon. Why America's Babylon, and that's up free, by the way, on our Angel Fall 923, and go watch it. Just prove it. Prove it's wrong. We are Babylon. Doesn't matter whether people want to believe it or not. We are fulfilling all the prophecies against Babylon. So it's just the way it is. That's the hard rock. So speaking about Barry Rothman and Babylon, you did some more research on that. You want to enlighten us on what's going on there?
Yeah, it's very interesting.
Bible quotes?
If people want to look at the matrixes, if they'll look at my blog post today, March the 8th, I have them listed there. They're listed in a link to the entire matrix. But this is a matrix that I just stumbled on. It was produced by Barry Rothman, January the 24th, 2012. And basically he titled it, Is America Babylon and Obama Its King? And he said, Babylon is America with wrong support. And there were three matrixes. Now, I got to wondering, you know, I read that on the show recently, Stuart,
yes.
You know, the matrixes.
Yep.
But I got to wondering, what caused Barry Rothman to look into that? Why did he look into that? And I know all the crud you've caught because you've said that. You know.
Yes.
But anyway, here was a question. I finally found it. I dug it out of Barry's mail responses. And here is what started that search that he did in 2012, actually. Here's the questions. And you'll find it interesting. A guy by the name of Steve Burns emailed Barry this question. And I'll read it here, and then I like your comments, Stuart. It's two of them. Number one. Would like to see what the code says about who is modern-day Babylon, written in Isaiah 47 and 13. Also, would like to know the same answer for who is attacked in Jeremiah 50 and 51. And that's the questions that caused Barry to run what he did and find out what he did. What do you think, Stuart?
It's amazing because he's using only the Torah.
Yeah,
you know, that's how,
yeah.
That's what Barry uses. He doesn't use anything mathematically, you know, for the anything but the Torah. And here it is. Babylon is America. Barack Obama, king. Let's see. I can't read a lot of this. Obama, Barack, I can see that clearly. I mean, it's so plain out there, folks, in the Vatican and the ties between the Vatican and our presidents. They're there. There's a guy by the name of Jonathan Kleck on YouTube, and he's an artist, is really what he is. But speaking about the Vatican, he shows you how the inside of the Vatican is a snake. And the outside of the Vatican is likewise a snake. It's designed that way on purpose. They're telling you what they are. They're telling you who the overlord is. The chief overlord is Satan, that old serpent that deceiveth the whole world. When you have a statement like that in the Bible, you have to start to think, what does he mean, deceiveth the whole world? Because the Matrix is a deception. It's a delusion. It's not even real. To us it is, but it's really not real. It's upside down. And he shows you how a lot of times, even on Google, you know, they have their little doodles or whatever they call them. They're all satanic. This whole thing is we're being set up. Satan is making his final move for the new world order. I don't know how else to put it. And what Larry brought up here is amazing to me, because this is strictly out of the Torah, and here we get the same thing. America is Babylon the Great, and we're tied directly to the Vatican. Now, you may remember when the Pope came over here and made a visit some time ago, and he bent down and kissed the ground. When they do that, they are telling you they own it. I didn't know that, but a lot of people do know that. They do their research, and they find out what's going on. To me, I don't care what they do. I don't care what deep state does. I don't care what they do on this planet. I'm not part of this anymore. I was kind of told, tell the people the truth, and Jesus said, I'll handle the consequences. Well, I have to tell the truth. Doesn't matter if you're unpopular. Doesn't matter what. Like I said before, Jesus is not running a popularity contest. He would have come down here and died if just one person would have come to him during that whole time. He would have done it. That's how much he loves humanity. People can't even comprehend that kind of love. And I've tried to explain it before. When I was shown what the love of God is, I have no words. There are no human words to describe it. It is so far above what humanity thinks is love, and it's a totally different type of love. It's not an emotional love. It's not that kind of thing at all. It is a, I don't even know how to describe it. No words. Anyway, we can get off on that, but that's very, very interesting, Larry. Vatican rule, Barack Obama, and Babylon are all part of this matrix. The Lord showed me that America was Babylon years and years and years ago. It was quite a shock when I found it out. It is a shock to most people when they find out who they're really living in, you know, that their nation is Babylon the Great, and it's run by corrupt leaders, and there's nothing anybody can do about it. Okay, what else do we have? I noticed North Korea is escalating their rhetoric against us and against Trump. What's going on there?
Well, it appears, Kurt, this massive undermining that's going on of our President Trump, has had an effect. You know, there was no deal that was made with Kim Jong-un. He's gone back. They've begun working on their missile, possibly preparing another missile launch, and nothing's happening in that directive at the time. It sounds like it's going the other way now. And at the same time, I don't know if you heard or not, Trump was talking about having China's President Xi at Mar-a-Lago, you know, next week. Well, Xi has canceled. Yeah, he's canceled his trip and his appearance at, you know, Mar-a-Lago with Trump, citing troubles with their economy. Their economy seems to be tanking suddenly. And that reminds me of Japan. You remember, we got attacked when we began to bring down Japan in their economy. Remember that?
Yep, I sure do. That's what brought the war to a head. That's what started it.
Well, Z now has canceled the trip. And by the way, you know, I know we're running out of time, but I found out that there's a huge blackout in Venezuela. Nobody knows what's going on. Pompeo said that Maduro brought darkness to Venezuela, and Maduro is about out of Venezuela. And at the same time, nobody seems to know what's causing this, but even Maduro doesn't have communications. Everything has gone down in that country. And I found out today, it wasn't the first day. This happened almost 48 hours ago. This is the second day of darkness over Venezuela. What do you think?
I did set it up for an hour earlier. I forgot to tell you. But anyway, getting back to this darkness, I'm wondering if this is not a strike one of a military operation that we're not being told about. If the whole Venezuelan electrical grid is down, and by the way, folks, if they can do it to Venezuela, guess what they can do to America? Just a word of warning. Have water. Have a contingency plan when the power goes out. It may not come back on for a couple, 3 weeks. I don't think they can have the power go off for very long because the mark of the beast requires electricity. Because it's all computerized. That's why they're getting everybody wired into 5G, and they're coming up with 6G. And they want everybody on their smartphones, which are cell phones, prison phones. There's a reason why they call them cell phones. This is all to get you wired into the system. So that requires internet. It requires satellite, it requires electricity, it requires power. So if they take it out, it can't be forever. It's got to come back on eventually. That's what that guy Ken Peters said he saw. I think he said the power was out for about 2 to 3 weeks, and it was tied directly to the rapture of the church and the resurrection of the dead. And there's a fellow by the name of Perry Stone, a very interesting character. And he's a prophetic pastor, I guess you could call him. And very, very interesting. He did a research on the Lord's remark about lightning. And we've talked about plasma and the plasma event that's soon to come. And they may be talking about the rapture, not even know it. Lightning is just a form of plasma. But anyway, what Perry Stone came up with was when you have a lightning event, Jesus said his return would be like lightning. As it shines into the east, so to the west. In other words, a global event, but it's tied to a lightning bolt. If it is a plasma event, that would take down the entire grid worldwide, not just in America, but worldwide. It would be an amazing, amazing thing, which is kind of what Ken Peters said it was. Everybody finally began to figure out what had happened. And he said it was like you just lost your mother. The whole world was in mourning. And that is when the real so-called Antichrist, whatever you want to call him, came on TV and tried to reassure everybody. They got this figured out. They knew this was coming, and this is what we're going to do, and blah, 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 blah. And everybody was so devastated by the event that they agreed to follow him and all that. So it's very, very interesting. But with all this stuff with North Korean and China, if Z is canceled, and by the way, Larry, remember that prophecy? It all began in China. China collapsed economically, and it went around the world, and we thought we were going to escape, but it finally caught up with the United States as well. So this is something everybody needs to watch. Folks, the world economic situation is very dire. It is not what you're being told. This thing can go down very quickly. If you're familiar with derivatives, they can collapse the entire global market almost overnight. I don't think that's what they're going to do, but they could do it if they chose to. That's why Trump, in a lot of ways, is powerless. because it's he who controls the economy. The big boys, way above Trump, can devastate Donald Trump in 2 seconds. They can take his wealth away. So he didn't have any. Anyway, if Z and this Kimmy, the whiz kid, are getting together, and then we got this Venezuelan situation, do you suppose, Larry, we're coming up on this thing of war everywhere and that secret attack on our cities by North Korea, that prophecy?
Well, we could be. There's a lot of rumors in the background talking war and, you know, with Israel that seems to be building by the day. And at the same time, I don't know if you saw the information today, but Russian fighter planes escorted our, I guess you could say, our U.S. Surveillance plane, you know, away from the Baltic. Apparently, we were trying to spy around Crimea or Ukraine, and they blocked it.
Yeah, that Ukraine situation, that can blow up any time, folks. And this thing in situ, this Venezuela and dark out, blackout, whatever you want to call it, that smacks to me as a military operation, and I'll bet you there's something going on within. Pence made a number of remarks that Maduro should step down voluntarily, but, well, that's a big but. He hasn't. He won't. So this is going to get very, very interesting. I can't imagine the whole grid going down without it being a deliberate operation. Now, who did it, I guess, is anybody's guess. But wouldn't you say that if the entire country has gone dark, they can't communicate, the military can't communicate, what would you do? I mean, isn't this kind of what happens to the United States? It shuts us off. Get thou into darkness. Get thou silent.
Yeah, it's very interesting, Stuart. It's very interesting that we're into the second day, which is, we're approaching 48 hours of darkness in Venezuela. And you could imagine if the grid failed, it could be repaired and back up the same day or at least in the next day, but it's still down, which indicates something very unusual has happened.
Yeah. Well, knowing our military capabilities, it wouldn't surprise me if we did it, or if we borrowed somebody else's capabilities and did it. I don't know. Here's an interesting headline. You can comment on this. Larry, Trump apparently wants to control 5G in a state-run socialist twist to American capitalism. And now there are indications it could become part of the 2020 election campaign. Over the weekend, Trump's 2020 campaign team renewed its controversial pitch on nationalizing the country's 5G network. In other words, the government would have control of 5G airways, which is, by the way, folks, it's military, part of DARPA and military ops. It's their military frequencies. And they want to, and now Trump wants to nationalize that and lease access to private wireless providers. So in other words, they want to take it over and then sell it. The government wants to take it over and then sell it. Well, okay, let's say they decide they don't like you. No access. Anyway, it's just kind of an interesting little side note of what's going on. And I don't know. What else you got, Larry? I mean, there's a lot going on.
Fox Nation has been carrying, and that's separate from Fox News, has been carrying a very interesting review of America's preacher, Billy Graham, and him before his death warning that it's very possible, since the American people won't resist communism and socialism anymore, that maybe all of the younger Americans need to experience socialism. And so he was saying that it's very entirely possible that socialism may take over, and the American people have to live it to figure out how bad it is.
Well, I think that's a correct remark. I do believe that they're going to take it in 2020. Everybody says, nah, it's not going to happen. The American people are sound asleep at the switch, but they've infiltrated all the universities. They've infiltrated the high schools. They're all socialist. They're graduating people that are steeped in socialism. That's why what's going on in the universities. This was going on years and years and years ago. Back when I was on the Art Bell Show, I remember. That was back in 1998 or 1999. We were talking about what was going on in the schools. And this has been going on for a long time. Well, then why would anybody be surprised if the communists, who have now bred a whole new line of young communists, were to take over in 2020, if we even get that far? And I'm not convinced we're going to get that far. We've got something coming up here on the Feast of Purim. We have that big moon coming, the supermoon. We're going into the equinox. We have all these threats of a huge earthquake coming. What's that about, Larry? Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw that. And at the same time, let me inject this real quick. Matter of fact, I wanted to make a remark real fast.
Sure.
They had a guy on, I can't remember his name, on Fox Business earlier today, and he said that communism and socialism was just exactly like heroin. Said you're hooked after the first dose of it, and that's why all our kids are hooked on it, because the first dose of socialism is great. He said, but everything goes to hell from there.
Yes, it does. But I don't think they're going to wake up to that. And if we go in, if the Lord, let's say the Lord tarried for another 100 years, we'd still be under total communism 90 years from now or 100 years from now. Once they get the yoke on, and remember, folks, the technology they've got now for control, that's what this 5G was just talking about. That's why they want it. They want this under government control. It's all military. The United Nations is a military operation. A lot of people don't know that. But when you have UN peacekeepers, those are military people. They're not just civilian people. They are military. It's a military takeover. And that's where we're headed. They want to bring America down. They're going to do it according to biblical prophecy, because the American people are just sitting there twiddling their thumbs, eating their brats, watching their games. And they are not paying attention to what's going on around them, and they're going to find out the hard way. Here's another one I want you to comment on. Kashmir flare-up. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I was just going to comment and answer your question. You know, you asked about the earthquakes, and I dropped one on you. But let me answer that real quick, because I wanted to dovetail this report in with it.
Yes.
It's absolutely true that we're being warned. Matter of fact, it's our own scientist, actually, and people at NOAA that's warning us about the earthquakes and the troubles, and there was some recent information, and I think you got a part of it that talked about the destabilization of the entire East Coast possibly going on. Now, to dovetail this, you know, we've got that going on. There's a space weather report. I sent you a copy of it. NOAA and space weather warnings said Earth-directed solar flare, March the 8th in the morning, sunspot AR-2734, became unstable and exploded, throwing a class 1 solar flare directly at Earth. It says the CME shockwave is en route and should strike Earth about March the 10th or 11th. Now, what's interesting, Stuart, I've been watching the earthquakes really heavy, the East Coast and the West Coast, the last few days, especially since the Ecuadorian, you know,
yes,
big earthquake. have really been showing signs of something. Plus, at the same time, we're getting lots of warning about hot spots, especially in California, all the way up to the north of California, with possible magma, underground magma, and some of the earthquakes are just barely below the surface. And what's interesting there is the fact that we've got this incoming from the sun now. It's going to destabilize every bit of that. And at the same time this is going on, Stuart, have you ever seen weather patterns that are hammering this nation from west to east every single week?
Yeah, it could be weather warfare. It doesn't really matter. The Lord's allowing it, and that's what people forget. It may be man-made, and it may be weather warfare, but the Lord is allowing them to do it. So it's just no different than if he himself was doing it. And we got a storm coming. We got storm warnings up here for 60, 70 mile-an-hour winds, 10 inches of snow. And immediately thereafter, another big storm is supposed to be coming through. We've been hammered. We've got broken records everywhere, but we're not alone. The whole world is breaking records everywhere, folks. Things are changing, and changing very, very rapidly. So, anyway, I guess that's there's a flare-up in India and Pakistan, but a Kashmir flare-up continues. India reports heavy shelling. Pakistan vows to fend off all aggression. That was on 6th of March and 7th of March. So they're going to fight it out until humanity is going to fight this out until they're obliterated. I mean, that's just the way it is. We don't evidently learn very much. Well, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. By the way, folks, do join our membership site. $9.95 a month. You spend more than that on popcorn and potato chips and pop or fizz water, whatever. There's a ton of stuff up there and a lot of e-books that are very, very important. One of them, I think, is Babylon Down. I can't remember what all's up there. But one of these days I'll give you a list of all the ebooks we've got, and there's a long list of them. Anyway, any final word, Larry?
Well, people might watch this weekend because of the fact that today at noon I checked, and this is March the 8th, I checked the USGS for earthquakes all across America, and there wasn't any, which certainly means something is building and it's not releasing, and we need to be watchful.
Yeah, I think so, too. And it's just odd that they gave 2 weeks for the big earthquake or a warning of a big earthquake somewhere in the United States. And here we are with the supermoon, Purim, and the equinox, and all of this all coming together. So it really is a heads up, folks. And if you haven't prepared, you better do it right now. And anyway... the economy's not looking good either. It really isn't. In spite of all the rhetoric to the contrary, the ones that are really paying attention are warning you, get ready, it can tumble any time. And anyway, that's the way it is. We have a close with this one, large U.S. military gear buildup in Romania. So this has to do with Ukraine, I think, and all that. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. Everybody take care. And we'll certainly come on if there's a major development. Anyway, again, thanks for listening, everyone. Take care of yourselves. Heads up, your redemption draweth